welcome to The Valley Today. I'm your host, Janet Michael. We are broadcasting live for The Valley Business today from the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University. Dr. Miles Davis, he's the Dean of the Byrd School of Business and Professor of Management at Shenandoah University and one of my favorite people on the planet. So thank you, Dr. Davis, for coming to chat with me for a little bit. And I have to ask, because we always ask, what kind of day is it?
You know what? It's a beautiful day in the valley. You know, it's the middle of winter. Well, I guess it's not the middle. It just began, and it's 51 degrees. But every day in the Shenandoah Valley is a beautiful day.
It is. Whether it's snowing, whether it's, I mean, it's pretty. I'm not so sure that the cold makes it pretty. But if I can be inside looking out at it, yes, I will agree. It's beautiful.
A little fog, a little wet is okay. But I tell you what, it's not as nice as where it just came from.
I saw your pictures on Instagram. So you are now officially, is it certified? Is that the right term?
Certified the term they use in the scuba diving world. So I'm a certified level one diver.
Wow.
Which means that I can begin to explore the other 70% of the planet.
Really?
Yeah, so two-thirds of the planet is covered by water.
So now, yeah, it's opened up an entire new world.
It's an entire new world. And I tell you what, you know, the thing about that is, yes, we're going to talk about scuba a little bit. But what I began to reflect upon in the midst of scuba diving in my 12 hours in a van with some of my new best friends is how that process relates to life and how it can be interesting for our business owners or business leaders or just anybody who's listening to this show to benefit from the process of learning something new.
Yes.
And so, you know, this journey about scuba diving is very interesting because often as we get older, we stop seeking new opportunities and challenges.
You get settled. Yeah.
And so whether we get older chronologically or get older in our job, and we know what we know, and as you know, I travel extensively. And so, you know, I can be kind of jaded about travel. Somebody says, oh, you know, I'm excited to go XYZ place. I'm like, yeah, I've been there, done that, and everything. But then I begin to realize that there's an entirely different world that I haven't been able to explore outside of the world in which I knew.
Yeah.
And so I can tell you I've been on every continent and it's been great, but there's a whole nother world. And that's the same thing in life, and the same thing in business. So you know what you know, you've explored, but there's other opportunities that may exist for you to explore and discover and get re-excited about.
And that's the key, because you fall into that rut, and without something to kind of re-energize you, you're going to stay there. And it's great to learn new things and find out new things.
So let me share with you this. And so here's the first principle I want to talk about in regards to this, is that we talk about falling into that rut. So we won't use the word rut, because some people associate rut with a negative connotation.
Well, that's true.
But let's say you fall into a comfort zone. And why I use that is because the first thing that when I started this journey to get certified in scuba, I realized how nervous and scared I was. And so when I began to reflect on that, the idea that I was nervous and scared meant that I was going into an area that was new.
You were not familiar with. Yeah.
I was not familiar with. I had no level of comfort. And so if we think about that within the context of our lives, and so, you know, whether it's being a radio announcer or a marketing person, and you're really good and you're going through the rut, and then you're facing a new set of challenge. Well, a new challenge is something you can tell is really a new challenge because you get a little nervous. and so being nervous is a good thing. And so and then what do you do when you're nervous? So, well, And I'll put a shout out with them, and hopefully they hear this shout out. And even though they're in Virginia Beach, maybe they'll come advertise with us here. And so, you know, so I went to Lynn Haven Dive Shop, and the first thing you have to do before you can get in the water is that you have to take an online course. And so, and again, this show isn't about scuba diving, but I want to translate that. So before I could put on a wetsuit, before I can be in the water, before coming near water, you have to take this online course that gives you fundamental knowledge about the world of scuba and the physiology of scuba diving.
And that makes sense. And it's a safety thing, so.
Yeah, exactly. It's a safety. And I like that you use it. It's a safety thing. It makes sense. Now, think about this for a second. If you are going to do something new, if you're going to open up a new business line, if you're going to venture into a new territory, if you're going to try to acquire new customers, if you're going to try for a new position. Doesn't it make sense before doing that thing to spend some time studying about that thing?
Getting educated and understanding the endeavor you're about to take on.
Exactly, in all aspects of it before showing up for that thing. Because, and I like the word you said, safety, because there are all sorts of challenges. I don't want to use the word danger, but since you use the word safety, the word danger appears in my head. There are dangers in going into the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be clear, there are real risks in being in any body of water, more or less one where you're trying to breathe underwater. And so, I mean, and people have drowned in bathtubs, literally have drowned in bathtubs. And so, if you're thinking about making changes, and quite frankly, we all, no matter what age and point we are in our life, should be thinking about making challenges, continuing to learn, continuing to grow, then how you deal with the anxiety, the fear, is to study it.
Yeah.
To study it. Now, so let's go to phase two. And so the phase two is after I studied it and after I certified, you know, I did all my online
courses. Got your book smarts.
Got my book smarts. Got my intellectual knowledge. Then what did I have to do? I had to meet with a dive instructor and sit in a class for a minimum of contact hours. And so I sit in the class with the dive instructor, and he took me through the process in a pool. Still not in the ocean yet.
No, so it's still practice, but it's a whole lot more real case scenario.
And with an instructor. Now, let's translate that word instructor. That word instructor could be mentor,
mm-hmm.
could be supervisor, could be guide, could be coach, could be man, whatever word you want to call it. Somebody showed me the technical aspects of the applied focus of what I learned online. So let's go back to our business audience, our personal development audience, our entrepreneurs. So you've decided to make a change. You've read about the change that you're about to make. Then reach out to someone who has been where you're going. I had this wonderful instructor named Greg, and I can tell he was perfect for me because he normally instructs kids. So I was the right person at the right time, you know, and I was a perfect kid. And I'm not going to lie to you. I was terrified. And the hardest thing for me wasn't being in the water per se because it was a nice, warm water. The hardest thing for me is that it's just freaking unnatural to breathe underwater.
Underwater, yeah.
So, you know, so I got to put this mask on my face, cover up my nose, and try to practice breathing through this device. I'm, like, totally freaking out.
Yeah.
And then once you get the mask on, they tell you, well, take off the mask. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's providing me safety. And then clear the mask. And they teach you all that stuff. And then you realize that's why you need more than a book smart.
Yeah.
You need a guide.
Practical.
And I tell you what, and for those of you who are on the other side of this, who are mentoring people, I tell you what, Greg was a good model because, and they all did this at the Lynn Haven Dive Shop, was you go at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't move beyond your skills.
Right.
Because what happens is that you'll have a negative experience.
And then you'll never do it again.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you miss out on so many opportunities and ways that you can grow, either your business or your personal life.
Exactly. And so the ideal is that we have to start somewhere with a good mentor. And when we come back, we'll talk about the next stage or where we go with that.
Fantastic. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Miles Davis, broadcasting live from the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University here on the Valley Business Today.
There's never enough time in the day when you run your own business. Too much to do, too many questions, too many records to keep. How can you make sure you've got everything done to keep your business, your family, and your employees safe from things you can't anticipate? The professionals at the Insurance Center of Winchester can't create time, but they can make sure your business is protected against lawsuits, fire, business interruptions, and all those unforeseen events that can make it tough for a business to survive. Call the professionals at the Insurance Center of Winchester at 540-667-0700 today for a no-obligation review of your business coverage. It's time to make sure you're covered. Call today, 540-667-0700, or visit insurancecenterwin.com. That's 540-667-0700 or insurancecenterwin.com. The Insurance Center of Winchester. Professionals who care.
Cavalier Kitchens and Baths wants to ask you a question. When you think about your kitchen and bathroom, how do they make you feel? Your kitchen is the heart of your home, where you start your day, and where friends and family inevitably gather. Your bathroom, ideally, should be a restroom where you can relax, rejuvenate, and wash those problems right out of your hair. Make your house a home again at Cavalier Kitchens and Baths. Visit two dedicated showrooms today, as well as a new walk-in closet display at Cavalier Kitchens and Baths, Paper Mill Road, Winchester. Whether you're a contractor on a big job or a homeowner ready for an update, Cavalier Kitchens and Baths makes life easier. Contractors send their homeowners over to Cavalier's two dedicated showrooms and walk-in closets because Cavalier Kitchens and Baths will help with selection and pricing while carefully sticking to the budget. Cavalier Kitchens and Baths has over 100 years of combined design experience ranging from entry-level housing, custom builds, even commercial enterprise contracts. Visit Cavalier Kitchens and Baths today. Paper Mill Road, Winchester. This is the Valley Today.
Whether winter, spring, summer, or fall, we'll keep your car running in tip-top condition. Visit the Jim Stutzman Certified Service Center for all your maintenance need. Give us a call at 540-667-1004, 2700 Valley Avenue in Winchester.
Variably cloudy and breezy this afternoon, highs around 57. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 37. High pressure builds in on Thursday. Nice day, mostly sunny with a high of 56. Cloudy with rain likely as a warm front oozes into the area. Highs will be around 47 on Friday. But then Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. And Sunday, cloudy with a chance of showers and a high again near 50 degrees. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Kemp Miller for the Valley Today.
Welcome back to the Valley Business Today, broadcasting live from the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University. I'm your host, Janet Michael. If you're just joining us, you'll be able to hear everything you've missed over on our website at theriver953.com. Just click the On Demand tab and choose the Valley Today. Also, make sure you're following us on at the River 953 on Facebook and Twitter. And the Valley Today now has its very own Instagram account.
Instagram and Twitter. I mean, you're everywhere.
I know. Well, and that's kind of one of the things you were talking about, all of these lessons. Social media is a big hurdle, I think, for a lot of businesses, and learning how to do it. So maybe we'll do a little Instagram Live after we're done here.
So I'll tell you what, just as a side note, we'll get back to our topic, but I'm actually presenting at the AACSB Dean's Conference on Social Media, because a lot of business schools' deans don't use social media. They think it's something for kids, but that's where your stakeholders and constituents are.
Yeah.
So you have to develop it. So, but anyway, back to the topic, though, at hand, is that, so you study up on an object, you get somebody to mentor you, they help push you past your fears. And that's, if you are mentoring anybody, supporting anybody, that's what you want to help them do. You want to help them move past their fear and to make what they were afraid of the new comfort zone.
Right.
So the part is to get the proper instruction so that you know what it is that you're supposed to do.
There's comfort in knowledge.
There is comfort in knowledge. Now, and then you do it in a relatively safe environment, because at this point, we're still in a pool. And the deepest of pools is 10 feet. If I get in any trouble, you know, I got.
You're surrounded by people. You can always float to the top. You're fine.
But you spend time doing it. So a lot of us would benefit from this process, that as we go into new things, if somebody gave us a safe environment to practice, would they give us a little smaller scale? You try things on a small scale, and you realize what the mistakes you made, and then you can go forward. Because you can't just go jump in the ocean.
No. Nah.
That's not good.
Well, you can, but you're not going to have.
Yeah. You run a risk. And so then, you know, the next step is, so now we've read about it. We've had somebody guide us and help us. Then we move from that into, okay, in order to be a certified diver, you have to do 4 dives, open water dives, in an open water setting. So you have to move out of that secure environment. But here's the cool thing, though. Even when you move into the open water dives, which is what I was doing in Florida, there is still a guide and a dive master who is with you. And the first thing that they do is take you through all the drills that you've already learned. So now think about the beauty of that, if we were in organizations, if we practiced that. That you have somebody who you've brought in. And yes, they may have had the education. Got a nice degree. An MBA.
And it's somewhat easy to learn from that perspective.
Exactly. And you may have given them a little bit of practice. They might have done an internship.
Right.
And so they've learned. Or you might have been testing this. Now you're entering into the big arena. What if we help them along and not say, okay, you already know this, but we help them along and you ask them about the skills that they learned. Now, we have to make an assumption they did learn some skills.
So
they should have learned some marketing. They maybe should have learned some accounting or whatever profession they happen to have been in. And then you sort of test them along the way to see what needs to be done before you certify them.
Yep, to make sure they can apply that knowledge to a real-life situation. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
And so, and then what happened is that when we did our first dive, is that we practiced those skills that I learned, and then they added the skills in a real-life environment. Because it's one thing to be in a safe, secure pool environment. It's another thing to be in a cave or in a cavern or in the ocean doing this, and there might be other people around, so you're distracted. And again, I was nervous. I was afraid. I was worried. But then I kept on going over drills and stuff in my head. And so what happened is that you begin to think about it, and then the instructor we have, Robbie and Luke, if you're out there listening, you're incredible, is that they said something that sometimes we're not given the luxury of organizations. They said, proceed at your pace. And what was important is, be safe always.
Yeah.
And they said, don't try to do things beyond your capability. And that really came in handy because after doing three dives and doing drift dives and being in different environments and going in the water, we dove in a place called Jenny's Spring. And Jenny Springs has caves in it. Cave diving is a different level than ocean water diving. It's a different type of diving.
And that would make sense.
It's a different, it's a different level of complexity. So, yes, got through all the things that I had to do, learned how to take off my mask in the water, take off my gear, do all the things. So I got to the point where I was proficient. And so we do that same in the organization. We get better. And then they wanted to take me to the next level and say, come on into this cave, into this cavern. But here's the thing is that, quite frankly, I wasn't ready.
You weren't there yet.
I wasn't there yet. So I can go into the cavern, and I was comfortable going into the cavern as long as I can turn around and see the sun coming through the light. I wasn't trying to go into some dark cave and not know. I saw too many horror movies. Don't know what's down there. I wasn't ready. And I'm just trying to get comfortable with my breathing, the idea that I am underwater breathing.
Yeah.
And trying to control my buoyancy and not float up and down and things. So eventually, and I was with a group, and you always have to dive with a buddy. So my buddy, I was diving with, from the dive instructor. I got to a ledge. They went over the ledge. I stayed at the ledge.
And you just watched.
But you know what? But that's how life should be. Is that, so there were people who are willing to go a little further. Because the person I was diving with, they were much more comfortable. And also, and I can give you all sorts of rationale about, how I feel about my body and the size. And I'm moving around in this small environment. The people who went in there were a bit smaller than I was. But I was working on the skills that I needed to work on.
Yes.
And so while I waited for them, you can control the depth of your body in water by taking in or letting air out of your lungs. And so I was practicing that. I was also doing Zen-like things with my breathing, Jill, if you're listening to this from Dormer Winchester, because the yoga breaths and practicing doing that. I was doing those types of things. They were all doing all sorts of crazy stuff to me.
Yeah.
But I wasn't ready for that. And so the same thing that when we're in business, we have to realize where our capability and our limits are. And then maybe next time. With
yes.
a more experienced person, as I've mastered the skills I need to master. So if we can give people an opportunity, as well as people need to recognize their own abilities and limits. And yes, I was afraid. I was afraid even to go into the cavern. But I went, because I had to establish my comfort zone. I didn't go right in. I wasn't ready. I inched my way in. I stayed there for a little bit. I looked around. But think about how cool that would be and how much further that we have if we could do things that were based upon our ability. And we'll end on this note. End if we had people who supported us in our limitations and then could help us move further.
And that's the key. That really is the key. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Miles Davis, broadcasting live from the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University, right here on the Valley Business Today.
Thank you. need to borrow money? Bank of Clark County is your go-to bank for all types of loans. Our lenders are the best in the area, longtime professionals, as well as your neighbors and friends. Don't wait. Stop in today and get the money you need. We're here for you. Bank of Clark County is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Our world is not a safe place. Unexpected attacks on people occur every day, everywhere. Exercise your God-given right of self-defense with your best defensive tool. Quality education and training from the dedicated and certified instructors at Virginia Pistol in Linden. Visit us online at virginiapistol.com now. We offer quality firearms and self-defense training in a friendly, professional, small class setting. Prepare for the unexpected. Visit virginiapistol.com now.
Northside Lanes in Winchester now offers no-line, hassle-free reservations for your lanes. Go to nslanes.com and beat the lines before you go bowling this weekend. Reserve online and skip the line. At Northside Lanes, you can choose regular 10-pin bowling or the fluorescent fun of cosmic bowling. Online reservations for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, shoes not included. To reserve your lane online, visit nslanes.com. And we'll see you this weekend at Northside Lanes in Winchester. Shake those winter doldrums and get to Northside Lanes in Winchester. The Lisa Lane Special's available at Northside, 6 p.m. till midnight Friday and noon till midnight on Saturday. The Lisa Lane Special's just $17 an hour regular and $22 per hour cosmic, up to six bowlers, 2 hour minimum. Sunday Lisa Lane's only $13 an hour regular, $18 cosmic. For info and other fun promotions, log on to nslanes.com. Get out of the cold and have some fun at Northside Lanes.
You're listening to The Valley Today.
We are back on The Valley Business Today, broadcasting live from the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University. I'm your host, Janet Michael. We've only got a few minutes left with my co-host, Dr. Miles Davis. He's the dean of the Byrd School of Business here and professor of management at Shenandoah University. And it has been a very interesting and educational 30 minutes.
Well, I tell you what is great. And I think that we should often do this in life and reflect upon experiences. Even when we're having fun, there are life lessons. And so when I was thinking about this, the note that I want to end on is, let me be clear. I was anxious, fearful, nervous. When I came back, I had to use a good dozen massages. My body hurt. You got to walk around for 45-pound tank, plus I need an additional 16 pounds of weight, plus the stuff to keep me underwater. So you're walking off all the stuff on your back.
It's physical as well as mental.
It's physical as well as mental. But you know what? I have a sense of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sometimes we stop when we get older, or we stop when we get into our positions. You know, so if you're owning the company, you're the man, you're the president, you're the CEO, and then, we think this is as high as we can go, but this was a personal challenge. And we have to keep in mind that our biggest challenge that we face is what we do with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the external world. There was nobody pushing me to do this. There was nobody saying that you have to do this. It was a personal challenge for myself. And what happens when we get old, we get old not because somebody's telling us that we're old. We get old because we start thinking old.
Yeah.
We stop trying. And so I hurt, and it was difficult, and it was painful. But why do we stop doing difficult things? If you ever watched a child will run to exhaustion and then pass out, so why do we stop as an adult and want to take it easy? And so to me, the whole ideal of the scuba diving got very symbolic, and that's why I wanted to talk about this today to our business owners, is that continue to push yourself. And yes, it's difficult, but there are lessons to be learned in that can help prepare you, because every challenge that we take pushes us to a new level. And quite frankly, I did an earlier show where I talked about kayaking with my daughter.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
But I had never done that before. And so if I hadn't done the kayaking with her, I wouldn't have done that. And then if you remember before that, I talked about a show we're doing a Tough Mudder competition with the kids. So each of these things pushes me forward and keeps me rejuvenated and invigorated. And if you're owning a business, if you're in personal life and development, if you're a manager, or even if you help somebody, then maybe, one, either your goal is to move yourself further than what you are, or help somebody else move further than what they are.
And that's kind of what it's all about. And at the same time, you disconnect when you do all of that, which then brings with it its own whole set of...
I loved it. So I love the fact that I could dive. You can't get cell phone reception in the water. And most of the places I were, there was no reception. And the van that we were in had no place for me to charge my phone. And so it was a chance for me to focus in on me. And I will tell you, particularly you business owners and entrepreneurs who are listening to this, you need time to disconnect from your business. Because when I came back, I hit the ground running when I came back into my office Tuesday morning, and I had issues to deal with, but I was refreshed from the time that I took to take care of something for me.
I think it's amazing. I want to thank you for coming and letting me come here and chat with you today. It's always a refreshing conversation with you. And then sometimes at the end, like you're talking about, all of this stuff, I'm thinking, I am a slug. So now my new motivation is I've got to stop being a slug and get out and do some of this really cool stuff that Dr. Davis is doing. So thank you, Miles, for coming and hanging out.
The pleasure is all mine, and I thank the audience for listening to it.
Absolutely. That'll do it for us here today at the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University and today's edition of the Valley Business Today. If you missed any part of today's show, head over to our website at theriver953.com and click the On Demand tab. We'll have that up there in the next couple of hours. I am back in the studio tomorrow for the Valley Women Today, so that's going to be an interesting topic that we're going to talk about. I hope you will join us. In the meantime, stay in tune with your community right here on the River 953.